This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Every summer, more than 300 professional dancers, choreographers, and dance students flock to Durham. They come for the American Dance Festival. It's a summer school and a series of world-class performances open to the public. ADF's history is closely linked to the history of modern dance. The festival has nurtured classics as well as cutting-edge choreographers and performers, and it has hosted a number of world premieres. This week, the festival kicks off with its 34th year. ADF co-director Jody Niemer-Richter is here in the studio. Jody, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Also with us, Chris Bell, Modern Dance MFA student, Case Western Reserve in Ohio. Chris is returning to ADF this year. It's his fourth summer as a staff assistant and dance student. Hello, Chris.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to have you here. Jody, let's start with you. Festival has been around for 34 years. How has it changed?
Well, actually, I have to correct you really quickly, and we're excited to say that we've been in Durham for 34 years, but we are celebrating the 78th festival. Wow. So it has a long history, and we're going to have 6.5 weeks of nonstop performances, both in DPAC and Reynolds Industry Theater, as well as we're going to move a company into the Sarah Duke Garden pond this summer, so people will have a real variety of experiences.
Dancing in the pond.
Dancing in the pond.
You know, we don't pay attention to anything that happens if it happens outside of Durham. So
it's all very important that it's taking place right here. We're
going to
take over
years.
Durham.
So you started as an intern, right? Were you also a dancer?
You know, I grew up as a serious classically trained dancer and ended up going to college and deciding that it wasn't probably the profession for me that I needed to perform. But there was something deep in my gut that I had to be involved in some capacity. So a dear friend of mine said, what about arts administration? And a light bulb went off. And I went and interned at ADF and sort of had a long love affair ever since that first internship. I've been with the festival on and off ever since 1991.
Chris, you're interning now for your fourth year in Durham, but actually your 78th year with the ADF, I know. Tell me what you're doing. What do you do as an intern, and what are your aspirations?
I work in school operations, which is basically tearing up and setting up spaces, tables, chairs. We are the muscle of the ADF festival. This is my fourth summer, and I really enjoy working in the department because it gives me an opportunity to see some things that maybe I wouldn't go see with so many showings going on. It's hard to see everything, and it's hard to catch a quick nap every once in a while. But sometimes you go to a showing that you might not go to because you have to, because you're working at it, and it you know, sets off a light bulb in your head and changes something about you.
Are you hoping to dance? Are you hoping to be part of this festival sometime yourself?
Oh, definitely. I've been a dancer here for the last three summers, and I'm hoping to be involved with some of the performances as well this year.
And you get to sit in, dance in at some of the workshops as well.
Yes, yes. We are all taking three classes. That's plus getting to see all of the performances that happen during the summer.
How are the classes here? You're an MFA student, so you're doing this year-round. Mm-hmm. How is this different?
This is so dedicated to the idea of technique with, for me especially, that's what I like to form my summer around. With the MFA, there's a lot of reading, there's a lot of writing, there's a lot of the academic portion of it. Not that the summer can't be academic for those who choose to do so. I like to form my summer around the technique, the actual practice of dance. And so I can be in technique classes for 4 hours a day, plus dancing on top of that, rehearsals and whatnot.
Jody, what's new this year and who's new?
Well, I think what's really incredibly special about this year is we're dedicating and really honoring the festival's director, Charles Reinhardt. It's his 43 year here with the festival, and he's retiring at the end of the calendar year. So really paying tribute to all that he has done over the 43 years, and that is continuing to support those incredibly talented choreographers over an extended amount of time. So we're going to see favorites like Palabolas and Paul Taylor and Shin Wei and Eiko Nkoma and Martha Clark come back and be with us this summer, but also holding true to always supporting those emerging, talented, young people. So we're going to have debuts by a company from China, Tao Dance Theater. We'll have Rosie Herrera back, a young Miami artist, up and emerging and really incredibly talented. Company from Israel. The diversity is so wide that we encourage people to come out and see as much as they possibly can, because it's really incredibly difficult to define what we're going to show you. There's a wide range, and there's something absolutely for everybody.
Talk about the challenges of putting together a festival that is that has, in a sense, two missions. It is about teaching. It's about workshops. It brings dancers and choreographers together so that they can better their craft and their art. And it's also meant for the public, a public that may not be familiar with dance. And so there's this business of at least contextualizing the dance for them when they show up.
Sure. I think what's important for everybody to know about the festival is that it's really dedicated to supporting the choreographer, and that everything we do supports the choreographer. So we are trying to make it possible for them to create new work. We're bringing back classic masterpieces that are maybe endangered of being lost because the companies or the choreographers don't exist anymore. And that's one really great way to talk about how the performances in the school merge, because this summer we have a program like we have had many summers, and Chris has been a part of this. It's called Pass Forward, where we invite choreographers to be in residence for the full 6.5 weeks. They're going to audition ADF students over opening weekend. There are going to be two new works created, and then a masterpiece by Twyla Tharp will be reconstructed on the students. So they'll get a really almost the company experience during the ADF season, have rehearsals on a daily basis in addition to their classes, and then as part of the last week of the season, it's going to be part of the performance season. So a paying audience will come and get to see the ADF students perform these three masterpieces.
Chris, give us a sense what it's like to go through a year like that. It's your fourth year. So you come down, you actually sit with the choreographers, you learn, you watch a piece being that you may have read about, that you may have seen and admired, and now there's the choreographer and they're redoing the piece, saying, oh, a little more of this, a little less of that. What do you take back to school? How does that change the scholastic part, the academic part of your life?
I've had wonderful opportunities to get to work in Pass Forward for the past three summers, and especially last summer, I was a soloist in the Cunningham work that we did. Cunningham was one of those companies that I was really looking forward to working with in the future. And with his passing and his company deciding to dissolve, I really feared that I wouldn't get that opportunity. And so when we Inlet 2 was selected to be a part of the Pass Forward program, I really knew that's something that I wanted to do. And just having that experience, even though it might not be the actual company experience, something like that really was fulfilling for me, and it inspired me, and it has affected my own work that I am creating.
How so? Can you describe how it has had an effect?
One of my emphases is on classic modern. So you can't talk about classic modern without talking about Cunningham and Taylor and just to be intimately involved in not the creation but the recreation of one of their works gives you information that you will take and use in your own work.
Jody, what's the challenge, and how does ADF make modern dance accessible to local audiences?
Well, I hope that by all the post-performance discussions, all of the contextual information we put on our website to describe what possibly everyone will see when they go to a performance, we're doing a video blog that we've done for the last couple of years, that it's a daily inside look of the happenings of what's going on at the festival to give people a better understanding. I think the incredible and the important thing to remember, though, is that we want people to come and have their own experiences. You don't have one specific thing that they're supposed to take from it. It's an overall experience. But I think also with the performances, everyone is a gem to us that's happening this year. But for someone who maybe hasn't tried or experienced a lot of modern dance, tonight's gala is a perfect opportunity because there's five companies performing on one evening, so they would get a chance to see the incredible range. So to know that if they went to see some other performance one night and it was something that they loved and they came back, that's terrific. But if it's something they weren't quite sure, not to think that everything else that they would see would be like that. So I would encourage people to come out tonight and really see a wide range of works on one program.
That's tonight at the DPEC in Durham. Tell us what companies are going to be on stage.
Well, it's terrific because we are going to open with our very own African-American dance ensemble from Durham, North Carolina. Mark Dindy, who is an ADF favorite and been here many times, is coming back, and he's going to do an impersonation of the great Martha Graham. Martha Clark is doing a reconstruction of her famous solo, Pagliaccio, and it's going to be performed by the very talented John Kelly. We're going to do a U.S. premiere of the Scottish Dance Theater performing a really ambitious and energetic duet called Drift, and then we're going to close the show with Ohad Naharan's work being performed by Hubbard Street Dance Chicago.
That's a busy night over at the DPEC. Chris, how do you like Durham?
I love Durham. I posted on my Facebook. I'm home again. It's ADF has really become a home for me, and being in Durham, it really has become like a second home for me. And I love the heat. Absolutely love the heat. I'm originally from Texas, so I'm used to it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and there's plenty of sweet tea to keep you, keep you cool, and sweetened here in Durham. How big has it spread? Is this a Durham of you? I'm assuming you get audience from all over the Triangle in the state.
We do. People come from all over North Carolina. They come from outside of North Carolina. And in our student population, we literally have probably most of the states and over 30-some countries usually represented every year. So it's quite an international gathering of people, both participating actively in the classes and then also coming to performances. And I think one exciting thing for me is that people who don't already know that they can, they should call us once we're up and running, and they should come take a tour of the classes to see a Chris Bell and the other students behind the scenes working hard. They do often end up right on our very stages as part of the performance season.
Chris, what are some of the biggest challenges in becoming a professional dancer?
Oh, wow. One of the biggest challenges, I think, is just getting out there and getting your face seen, because there are so many different dancers. There are so many different techniques. There are so many different choreographers. You can get lost in the sea of movement. But coming to places like the ADF, where you can see all these different things, you can try out different techniques, you can get to know choreographers, not just as a teacher, but, you know, you might go out and have a cup of coffee with them. You might see them while you're at the bagel place. I mean, it's or at Whole Foods. I was at Whole Foods one time, and I saw Laura Dean just, you know, sitting there having some coffee, and you're just like, whoa, that's something that I read about in my history books. Yeah. It's those sorts of experiences that make becoming a dancer easier. Because I was just speaking with Jody before we were driving here. You know, you go into a class, and if you don't know anyone, at least maybe you might see a familiar face, someone that you took a class with while you're here at the ADF. So you don't feel so alone. And that sort of support, that sort of networking is so important and very, very critical to becoming a dancer.
How about the health of the industry itself? Is it growing, shrinking in terms of audience and audience support?
I think that dance is just as strong as ever. I like to think that the arts are a little bit recession-proof, because we're always used to being in a recession. We do so much with so little money. Mm-hmm. And it might even be, recessions make us strive. Do we have to work harder in order to entice people to come in, to spend their hard-earned money, to enrich themselves, enrich their souls? And that's really what we're doing as artists, is enriching the soul.
How has the support been over the years, Jody?
You know, I think we're really incredibly fortunate that we have a strong history, and the ADF, you know, doesn't normally carry any sort of deficits, and people have been incredibly supportive. It is a difficult time funding-wise for us. I think major foundations are shifting their priorities. Governments are all across the U.S. are having a difficult time meeting their own city budgets or state budgets. So it's challenging. I will say individual support is constantly pulling through and helping us more than ever. But it is challenging, but we hope we can make it through this difficult time, just like there have been other difficult times in the past. And I think, as Chris said, it's really, for people to come out, it's nourishment for the soul, and to find that as a release on all the other things that are going on right now.
You talked about your co-director, Charles Reinhardt, who will be retiring after this year. Tell us about what that will mean to ADF.
Well, Charles is stepping down after 43 incredible years, and I'm very privileged and excited that I'll be taking over the directorship by myself. And I feel like he's been the most amazing mentor, so I will hand it some incredible reins, but he's taught me well. And I think we're going to look at everything and see if there are ways we can improve and make changes and always service the field, but we're not going to fix anything that's not broken. So I don't think that people will necessarily see something completely different next year, but again, just always looking at what the field needs and how we can service that. If there's one thing I've learned from Charles, it's like, we are here to service the field and the great artists. So I'll continue that tradition.
What is his legacy, would you say?
I think so much of what ADF and he has done is it's synonymous with the history of modern dance. I can't think of anyone that even comes close that has so devoted their lives to making sure that these talented choreographers have ways to have their work created, their ways for work to be seen, developing audiences for them, embracing this American indigenous art form and helping it spread around the world and countries that have then developed their own modern dance based on their own traditions and culture. So he's I think, an inspiration for choreographers, administrators, dancers, scholars. I think his legacy is going to live on forever.
What do you think is the biggest challenge for modern dance going forward in terms of developing and growing an audience?
I think, again, it's impossible to put a definition on what modern dance is. And for a lot of people, it's really not necessarily something they want to walk into a door not having any idea what it might be. But we also don't want to be putting a definition on it because that's the beauty of it. There is this incredible range, and individual creativity is what the art form is all about.
I want to thank you both for being on the program. Great to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My thanks to Jody Niemer-Richter, who is the co-director of the American Dance Festival. Chris Bell is a dancer and participating in the festival. ADF opens tonight at the DPAC in Durham. Big gala, 5 companies. It's a special one-night program. They're the only night that you're going to see all 5 of these companies on stage. But if you miss that, you'll have pretty much most of the summer to get to some of the events going through July 23rd, ADF in Durham. The American Dance Festival can be found online at americandancefestival.org. Thanks for listening to The State of Things. You can find us at stateofthings.org. Check us out on Facebook. Our program is produced by Amber Nimix and Alex Granados, with help from Jeremy Loeb and Julia Cox. Anna Cassell is our intern. Robin Copley is the technical director. Managing editor is Lindsay Foster Thomas. Susan Davis is our senior producer. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia.